too, from the polio walk and also Jackie. We're talking about polio. Good morning, ladies.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Sue, who or what is Polio Australia?
Polio Australia is a group of polio survivors who got together about 8 years ago to form a charity to create awareness for the post-polio people.
Yeah. So, as I understand it, polio was actually prevalent mostly in the early 50s, I would say, before it actually...
30s, 40s, 50s,
yeah.
Even early 60s.
Yeah, and yeah. Then the people in, you know, for example, I know, Jackie, you were struck down in the early 50s, what would it have been?
1953.
And I was 1948. But as you got older, this is when the effects really...
The childhood effects was the infantile paralysis, which yeah. is where we had the calipers and splints and the iron lungs.
Yeah.
We managed through life, but now we're 65 and over. Well, I am. I'm not sure about checking.
I am too, Sue.
Yeah. We don't come under NDIS. There's no government funding. And really, there's 400,000 Australians out there post-polio. Mm. Who are now suffering from the late effects of polio, which is a further weakening of those muscles that were affected by the polio virus.
So what is the polio virus?
The polio virus was horrendous and a huge stigma. It was ingested through the mouth, affected the nervous system, which is straight up the spine.
Yep.
Brain.
Yeah. So it affected you in your leg, in your legs?
I had paralysis the whole right side of my body.
Okay.
But the main part it affected was my right leg.
Right leg, yeah. So as you got older, how did that, I mean, you coped through,
you
through
coped, young... Yes, as a child you were sort of either put in calipers or splints or iron lungs. Mm. Physio, many, many operations. My childhood was literally lived in crippled children home, as it was called then, and hospitals. You get into teenage years, most polio people, and Jackie here, we hid it. We managed to hide it.
Yep.
As much as we could. Mm. So we got through life. I got to stages where, you know, you were, discrimination was really bad.
Yeah.
You go for job interviews, they see the caliper, no way. You couldn't do the job. So I became street smart and long skirts, trousers, and got on without the calipers at that stage.
So as you got older, the post-polio effects started to kick in?
I've been a bit lucky in that for me, it was, I'm 71. For me, it kicked in probably about 6 years ago, in that I was falling inadvertently, I was slipping, breaking bones, bruising, and you go to the doctor or the GP and you say, I think it's my polio leg, I didn't know, and they just look at you and say, polio, that's gone, what are you on about? So you just sort of walk away with no real understanding. But in actual fact, the body is weakening. We're ageing a lot faster than someone of our age group. About 20 years faster.
Yeah, that would be absolutely, totally correct. Mm. You know, having had the bulbar, which is the chest polio, I was able to very effectively hide that. It was actually more discreet than having calipers because it was the left side of the chest was affected. There was massive atrophy throughout my chest, but I was able to cover that up and, in fact, worked effectively as a registered nurse for nearly 40 years. But then in my late 40s, I was experiencing this cluster of symptoms, breathing difficulties, swallowing difficulties, massive headaches, this overwhelming fatigue, general fatigue, and an increasing soreness throughout my chest, my left arm, really all down the one side. So I was then began with major surgeries for knee, joint replacements, nerve damage, all sorts of different surgeries, and after every anaesthetic, general anaesthetic, so I became more and more exhausted. And actually feeling absolutely without any stamina at all. It wasn't until I just chanced upon a pamphlet whilst living in Victoria following major surgery. I was sitting in a physio's office and saw a pamphlet. The heading was Late Effects of Polio. Now, I had vaguely heard this term in the past, but never really paid any attention to it. Like yourself, Sue, you just get on with life and you put the polio behind you. It happened. That was done with, so you just got on with your life. And I thought this really piqued my curiosity. So I looked at this questionnaire and was shocked, actually, to find that I ticked nearly every box of the questionnaire. And immediately I had was quite conflicted, because I thought initially, well, you know, I've had the polio, I've had the deformity, I've lived with that, I've got on with that, had a productive life. And now this nuisance, this dreadful thing is coming back to pay me another visit. Mm. This time it's going to be draining my life force, as I felt. Mm. And then on the other hand, a sense of validation. All these symptoms that I've been experiencing for the past 12 years, at least 12 years, have got a single name. And I can now do something with this information. And I can actually perhaps even implement my own personal action plan and management, because this is not going away again. Mm. It just presents in a different form.
So with the walk with me, the walk with me is to raise awareness of the plight of many Australian polio victims, mm-hmm. people like, as Jackie's story, have gone through most of their life sort of managing, it's gone, people think, well, that's the polio, it's done, and now they're having emerging symptoms in later life. The walk with me, this is a fundraiser that you've got going there, Sue?
This is a fundraiser for Polio Australia. Coming back to Polio Australia, the body itself, the biggest issue is there has been no government funding, no awareness. So there's literally no money.
No.
We have one paid person in Victoria. I came on board, and I'm a member of the polio board, and I said, what can I do? They said, Sue, go talk to Rotary Clubs if you can. And I've been talking to Rotary Clubs Queensland-wide to raise awareness. And now also Polio Australia said, can you start up the walk?
Yeah.
So last year was the first time.
And this year it's being held in New Farm Park on Saturday?
This coming Saturday, yep. Yes. We're meeting at the New Farm Ferry Terminal. It's a short walk. It's a walk, ride, sit, whatever. 350 metres there and back. Some, as I say, some will walk, some may not. But really, it's about a gathering.
Yes.
And spoken to at least 6-7 Rotary Clubs, and hopefully they will support me.
Yeah. So look,
us.
If there is anyone who has had polio in their younger life, and these stories have interested you this morning, there is a gathering. It's on Saturday at New Farm Park. It starts at 10 o'clock,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, I'll be there at 9:30-ish to register for a 10 a.m. start.
Yeah, and you're going to have a barbecue?
Yes, the New Farm Rotary are sponsoring us with that.
Yeah. So I would suggest that if there are people who have had polio in their younger life and would like to connect with other people who in the same situation, then I'd get along to the ferry terminal in New Farm Park on Saturday at 9:30, and you will meet a group of like-minded people that you can discuss and talk about whatever it is that's going on for you.
We've got raffles and... My goal was to raise $20,000 for Polio Australia. With the support of Rotary that I've had so far, we're up to $12,700 at the moment.
Well done, sir.
So,
All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for coming in. It is now 11:18 and you're listening to 99.7 Bridge FM.